Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, on a Thursday. Feeling a little fatigued today. What is this, 3-4 weeks in a row now that I've done the show every day I'm supposed to? Living up to my expectations is wearing me out. On a Thursday, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming up second hour. This is a guy that nobody questions him. Nobody gets out there and makes any fun of him, makes any jokes about him. This is a trainer that is in my age bracket. He's got a much better pedigree than I have by far. As a matter of fact, his resume, oh my, just dwarfs mine. We're talking about Larry Vickers of Vickers Tactical. That's coming up second hour. Right now, though, what we're going to kick off with, we're going to debunk some stupid I love to debunk some nonsensical BS. I talked yesterday about this study that came out of Harvard with Professor Hemingway, David Hemingway, from the Harvard Injury Control Research Center, and that was published at MediaMatters.org. And this is the one where all the experts get out there and say, no, this is not true. No, this is not true. So let's take this at one point at a time. What we're going to do is we're going to dissect his method, because that is that's paramount in putting together any kind of a survey. The way this method was put together, okay, Hemingway's team at Harvard went through about 1,200 articles on firearms published since 2011 in peer-reviewed journals focused on public health, public policy, sociology, and criminology. In 2014, he began sending monthly surveys to the authors of these articles, upwards of 300 people, with questions concerning firearm background checks, and other gun policies. In other words, this was not a study. This was a bunch of opinion and editorial coming from the experts. So, here's the thing about this. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. They're just not entitled to their own facts. I think Moynihan said that. First and foremost, we need to remember that the freedom to own and carry a weapon is your choice. And it's also a natural, fundamental, and inalienable human, individual, civil, and constitutional right. And is subject neither to the democratic process nor popular opinion. And this study does not provide any real facts, just a statistical breakdown of opinions and answers to questionnaires. You know, if we were going to, if you know, there's some stuff that Project Veritas has done that if we went by that as a study, we'd be very scared. Number one, do strict gun laws encourage mass shootings? The experts, strong gun laws help reduce homicide. The Harvard survey found that 71% of experts agree that strong gun laws help reduce homicide rates. That's a nice bait and switch. The question was, do strict gun laws encourage mass shootings? Their answer, the Harvard survey found that 71% of experts agree that strong gun laws help reduce homicide rates. Now, remember, we're talking about mass shootings now. We just did a bait and switch. Second, having listened to the statements of those media figures, no one said that strict gun laws encourage mass shootings. They were saying that France's firearm prohibitions enabled the mass shooting. That's what was being put out there. This is the fact that the antis try to dance around with tap shoes on and ignore, or failing that, to ridicule the vast majority of mass shootings, unfortunately for them, take place in a gun-free zone. Enjoy. Number two, and you know the police one survey that came out in 2013, very bad, very bad when you overlay it on this study from Harvard. Number two, do concealed carry laws reduce crime rates? The experts said concealed carry laws don't reduce crime rates. 62% of the experts. Read that to mean writers. Disagreed with claims concealed carry laws reduce crime rates. And those are their opinions. Except the problem is, John Lott has done a study on this. And here's the thing. Here's the problem for them with John Lott. John Lott is fascinated by numbers. He couldn't care less which way they go. He couldn't care less which way they come out. He's only concerned with getting it right. Getting the math right. So if the math was going in the way they say, he would go happily. But that's not the way the math goes. Academic research, according to him, supports the benefits from those laws, concealed carry laws. 18, among peer-reviewed academic studies by criminologists and economists, 18 find that right to carry laws reduce violent crime. 10 claim no effect, and just one claims one type of crime increases slightly. 18 out of 29 of 62 criminologists here present evidence that concealed carry laws do reduce crime. We are debunking some nonsense. Does access to a firearm affect suicide rate? Experts, having guns in the home increases risk of suicide. In Japan, suicides per 100,000, 24.4. Guns per 100, 0.6. In Russia, suicides per 100,000, 30.1. Guns per 100, 8.9. In USA, suicides per 100,000, 11.96. Guns per 100, 88.8. I don't think I need to take that one any further. Number four, guns more often used to commit crimes or in self-defense. Experts, guns are not used in self-defense more often than they are used in crimes. 73% of the experts disagreed with the claim that guns are used in self-defense more often. Now, where's the right-wing media in this? Now, they're debunking the findings of Drs. Philip Cook and Jens Ludwig, who both have continually strong records or big records, long records as strong proponents of the very strict gun control. They're throwing them under the bus. They did a study in May of 1997 under the Clinton Department of Justice and claimed that there were in excess of 1.4 million defensive gun uses annually. Oh, gosh. So you see, this was never a study. We still don't know who the experts were. There's 300 people that wrote anti-gun articles that they went out there and polled. How do you think that poll was going to go? I mean, it's like it's out of Mad Magazine. Alfred E. Newman is doing the polling. So, you know, I really don't. I don't get it. You know, Alexandria Bone, who published this at MediaMatters.org, you're an idiot. You made Media Matters look like a fool. All of these anti-gunners, they constantly take the media and make them look foolish. They make them look foolish easy. And listen, you know, do we want to cast aspersions on the ethics? The professional skills and, you know, being the fact that they were paid PhD holding Harvard professor, we know which way he was going. From the get-go, we knew which way he was going. Polling. I don't like polls. I don't like polls at all. I especially don't like polls that have nothing to do with surveys. This was never a survey. This was a, let's get together and make an anti-gun screed and make it look like a poll. And then let's publish it in Media Matters, Alexandria. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour Survival Skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Luba Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Just the other day here in South Carolina, a police officer shot at a black man who was running away and gunned him down. And rightfully so, that cop has been thrown under the bus. And there's a lot of junk going on right now about police officers killing bad guys. Some of these shoots are bad. Most of them are not. What about the traits and trends of offenders who gun down law enforcement officers and get them so jacked up in the first place to where this kind of thing begins to happen? Now, Dr. Michael Stone is a physician at a New York forensic psychiatric hospital, and he teaches at the Columbia College of Physicians and Surgeons. And he once was on the Discovery Channel show about murders called Most Evil. And he studied 66 cases in which officers were deliberately slain on the job across a recent two-year period, and last month published his findings in the journal Violence and Gender. You can, his study is out there if you go looking for Violence and Gender. His observations from a small sample are really quite startling. 75% of the killers were from 18 to 37, the segment of the lifespan that sees the rise, peak, and beginning decline of testosterone concentration in males. In this sample, there were no female killers of cops in the study period. I guess he didn't get to the ones in Vegas. This is true as well with mass murderers in an almost entirely male group, and actually with male murderers in general. The average age of cop killers within this age span was 22 years old for black Americans, 29 for whites. Another age-related factor, he suggests, is that the key areas of the brain related to inhibitory control and social decision-making, the brain's braking system, are not fully in operation until the early 20s. I know exactly what he means. Now, one thing that bothers me about this study is that he takes into account not at all SSRIs. Because that would, looking at this age group, 22 to 29, that would tell me that, there's a generation of little boys that have grown up medicated to their eyeballs just so the teacher could, just so the teacher didn't have to deal with them, I guess. About 1 in 8 of Stone's cop killers could reasonably be placed within the spectrum of psychiatric disorder. Paranoid tendencies seem to be the most common. As a group, cop killers appear only half as likely to suffer from an obvious schizophrenic or other psychosis as do mass murderers. His data pool did not allow him to explore it, but Stone is intrigued by the possibility that a history of severe head injury in the early decades of life might influence fatal attacks on officers. You know, they're looking at that in the NFL. As they should. I mean, the NFL, there's a huge incidence of, I can't remember the brain malady they suffer from, but when you got people like Junior Seau killing himself when he's in his 40s, that's obviously there. I'm a little intrigued with this, but once again, I'm still a little disappointed he's not looking at SSRIs, because he's talking about how these injuries can figure importantly in the background of many murderers, because it's often followed by profound personality changes, including impulsivity, poor decision making, and lack of emotional control. Sort of like SSRIs, Dr. Stone. God. I should have known when he got picked up. But, the Discovery Channel, that's not reality TV. You get that, right? The Discovery Channel is more scripted than your common rerun of the Beverly Hillbillies. Just so you know, the Discovery reality TV. As a race, black America is disproportionately represented in his sample, as they are in crime statistics generally. While comprising less than 13% of our population, blacks constituted 37% of cop killers in 2013 and 26% in 2014. No indication, of course, why there's a 9% drop, which is huge, but no reason for that put in there. The majority of those killing officers had criminal records, and most commonly the slayings occurred when officers were trying to question their attacker about some suspicious activity or to make an arrest. This is why these guys are so on edge. This is why these guys are so on edge, because they're doing something and they're not expecting it to turn to violence, which they're letting the guard down. That's a human condition. Maybe not one that a cop should cultivate, but it's a human condition. After the murders, about half then committed suicide or were killed by other officers, which is not statistically different from the ends experienced by mass murderers. Lieutenant Glenn Mills of the Burlington, Massachusetts PD brought this study to everybody's attention out there. He found it, and he threw it out there. He was on Discovery Channel. Why did he need help? Lieutenant Mills says that it is important in officer survival training to find out what can be done in these impulsive situations to lower the risk. Officers being polite, squared away, and waiting for backup might be even more important than we thought. Okay. There's two things that you got to bear in mind when you're having interactivity with a police officer. If you spit gum on the sidewalk and the police officer standing right there and he sees you and he's like, hey, wait a minute, pick that up. You have a fairly decent idea of what was going through his mind prior to him telling you this. Any other time, if you're getting pulled over or something, you don't know what the call might have been. If you were doing 100 in a 35 mile zone, then that might be a giveaway. But just being pulled over, how do you know what they're going to be doing? There are those out there that would say, well, Bill, we have to make sure that we maintain our rights. We have to make sure we keep them and take them and all this other stuff. Well, I'm not going to get shot by a cop, and I maintain and keep my rights by being cooperative. That's not me giving it up, because cooperation is a voluntary thing. I am voluntarily cooperating with them to get them where they need to be. And as soon as we are where they need to be, I want every right that I just temporarily relaxed given back to me in full swing, boys. So we got to help them. We're in this together. If we're out there, if me and you are the ones that want to defend against criminals, right? That's why we carry guns. And the cops are out there to, ostensibly defend against criminals. We're on the same mission. Some of these cops they're scared, they're inexperienced, they're young, or they're just not very good people. Just like a lot of people in the United States. And we have to be able to deal with all of them, because getting in there and getting into some confrontation is the last thing we want. That we're going to avoid it at all costs, right? So, why wouldn't we do that with a police officer? I don't know. Anyway, I just found that interesting. Especially the conclusions and the things they omit. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug-out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I did this not too long ago. I had a Trigicon RMR put on my Glock 17, and there's some cutting that has to be done on the slide. So while I was having it cut, I went ahead and let T.K. Martindale at Adams Arms do a few other things to the slide. And this actually turns out to be somewhat of a... a prototype, because they're talking about getting in handgun modification full-time. I had the slide lightened on the sides of the gun, which you can't really see in that, and also on the top of the gun, sort of like a la the Glock 34. Used to be, back in the day, when this was done, when you're talking about that kind of slide work being done to a gun, you're talking, anywhere from $350 to $500, plus the cost of the optic. Okay, Glock is coming out with something called the Modular Optics System. You're not going to need to go aftermarket anymore, and you're not going to have to send your gun off. This will primarily be something that comes with the long slide guns. Think the G40, the G41, the 34, the 35. I don't know about the 17L. It's not listed. What this will be is where this cutout would be. There's going to be a plate bolted down into a cutout recess already there that's optics ready for the gun. Why would you want one of these on your gun? Well, if you spend the money and get the one with the insert on the top to where it doesn't need a battery, well, you know, the fiber optic, that's pretty cool. Mine needs a battery, which is pretty easy to replace them. The reason I like having a a red dot on top of this gun is that when I put it on the target is not blurry. When you go into a class, aren't you taught to focus on your front sight, making your target blurry? Now, if I'm out there and I'm trying really, really, really hard to do the four rules and I'm being sure of my target, does that mean I want it blurry? This is just another percentage point that gets me a little closer to what I want to do. The other thing is that this is a whole different method of aiming a gun. It's not that hard to pick up, but when you're punching it out there, there's a different tilt to the way you're putting it where your eye is getting in there to find that dot once it's zeroed. It is quicker. This is not for, yeah, that's right. The Smith & Wesson has come out with the Core pistol, which also has this already. Glock is not putting these out for, supposedly, for competition guns. They're putting them out there for people that want to hunt and people that want to carry them as a defensive gun. And the MSRP of the gun as it is $840. Now, that's going to be cheaper than if you buy a regular Glock that doesn't have this thing already cut into it with a little plate on top of it than if you went out there and had that cut. Okay, that's going to be cheaper. But here's my thing. Here's my thing about this, okay? I'm not sure, but I think the Smith & Wesson Core pistol is already cheaper than the Glock. All right? Now, right now... at Salient Arms is my Smith & Wesson M&P. And when that comes back, I'm going to put it up against my Salient Arms Glock 34. And I'm almost certain I'm going to find ergonomically that the Smith & Wesson is a better gun. Out of the box, what the Glock has over the Smith & Wesson M&P, far and above anything else, is the trigger. The trigger has a better reset. If Smith & Wesson were to both make a Glock 19-sized M&P and at the same time do something with that trigger, the ergonomics of the Smith & Wesson M&P are better altogether. I think the Core pistol is cheaper, but I'm not sure. I'd have to check that out. Here's the thing. Glock has been in business for a very long time. Why isn't their MOS, which is the modular optic system Glock, why isn't that cheaper after all this time? Surely to God, the CNC machines, it's a little bit like when I send this off, I'm sending it to somebody who just bought a CNC machine, which was Adams Arms, and every time they use it to cut something, they want to charge for that because they're paying for that CNC machine. I would think that Glock, by now, has paid for theirs. And I just don't understand why they couldn't knock $100 off that and make it $740. It is still a Glock. Glock is a fine gun. The primary guns I carry on a daily basis are a Glock of some configuration. I'm getting ready to send my... This will be fun. This will be a fun adventure that we're about to do here. I spoke to Robar Guns yesterday. Freddie Blish at Robar Guns. He's been here before. And they decided they want to sponsor the show, and as part of what they want to do, they want to take two of my problem guns and rework them. Now, as I would characterize it, I have two problem guns. My Glock 19 is old. It's a third generation, but it's old. It was one of the first third gens to come off, where all other Glocks, and you can see it here in the video, I think, you can see that there's two pins in the side of this Glock. This is a third gen. Here's a third gen Glock 26. Guess what? Two pins in the side of that Glock. My third gen Glock 19, one pin, because it was so first off of the, you know, first coming off of the assembly line. That was basically a Glock, a second gen frame with some finger grooves in it, and that was it. They're going to take that, and they're going to take my Remington 887 shotgun, which is a great shooting shotgun, and you can't change it not one lick. You can't do anything to it. You can't put a side saddle on it. You can't do anything to it because of the way it's built, because of the way it was engineered. Very lightweight, easily pointable. Got a nice bent rib going right down the top of it. Got a fiber optic on the front. It's got a Picatinny rail on the back if you want to mount something to it. They're going to take my two... my two oddball guns, and they're going to rework them. And the Glock is going to become a Tricon Glock, which is the Trigicon modification. And the shotgun is going to be turned into one of their, I believe they call it the Hammer of God. And when those things come back, oh my, we're going to be looking at it. And that kind of modification, okay, you're looking at something where they're taking something and they're actually, on the Remington 887, they're going to be making it up as they go. They're going to put it down, lay it down, and start thinking about it. With the Glock 19, although, they get some for, that are that old. So that's not really going to be a big thing. It's going to be a big thing to me. I've had some trigger issues with it. Had some sight issues with it. They're going to fix all that. They're going to put the MP3 coating on. It's going to be great. That stuff is worth the money when they get out there and do this. Glock charging an additional $300 to put a divot in the top of that slide and put a little plate on top of it on a CNC machine. It's probably been modified two or three different times, and maybe it's been replaced once or twice. I don't know, but they, wouldn't you think they paid for the CNC machine? Couldn't they pass a few savings on to you? Isn't that what makes Glock so easily obtainable? We're talking about an $800 off-the-shelf Glock. That's my issue. Somebody asked me the other day, hey, what do you think about that Glock 43? For the money, I'd get a Smith & Wesson M&P Shield. Yeah. M&P Shield is just as flat. I've carried them. Even though they have more capacity than the Glock 43, I don't like not having double digits when I carry them. But Smith & Wesson M&P Shield's been out there for two or three years, and it's about $100 cheaper? Get it together, Glock. Your reputation's only going to go so far. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, welcome back. Coming up next hour will be Larry Vickers. He'll be joining me here at the Frog Lube performance made in the USA studio, which on a Thursday we are presenting Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Sometimes it's interesting just to take myself outside of what I am and what I do on a daily basis and just think, you know, try to put myself in the low info voter, sheeple, scared sheep category. Okay. And that's very difficult for me to do because I'm a military veteran. I took an oath. I believe in that oath. I believe in that part about defending the Constitution. I believe in that part about defending the country and defending the people. And I don't like the idea that big government makes any sort of rules and encroach upon your rights and my rights of self-defense and liberty. I was a citizen before I became a soldier. I became a citizen after I was done being a soldier. That kind of service means preserving the rights of the people. So it's hard for me to put myself in the low info sheeple category. It's very hard for me to do it. And I fully understand why there's some people out there right now today that think that any old day, Obama can make it. He can say, after careful consideration, I've decided that administratively we need to do something about guns and gun violence. So, unilaterally, I have decided to ban all guns from the United States in an effort, of course, to protect the children. Well, there's going to be... Let's say that does happen, sheeple. This is for the sheeple. If you got any sheeple around you right now, pull them close. Okay, this is for the sheeple. Let's say the president does unilaterally try to do something. Let's say Congress bans them all. Let's say the Supreme Court bans them all. Okay, pick any of them. Pick any of them. Those are your three levels of government. Congress, of course, which is the one we elect the most often and everything. They have been muted in large part by Obama and his his failure to grasp what the country wants in the last two elections. He completely just fails on that. I fully intend to the best of my ability. One of the reasons that I like this M14 EDR that I've got is that this is a gun that I can actually use in combat, and I don't have to be really mobile to use it that well. Because this is a longer range weapon. And for the amount of movement that I need to do, the M14 EBR will be perfect for me because I am capable of that much movement once I finally get through this rehab process. And I'm working on that altogether. But I was never let loose of the oath. I continue to defend the rights of all people until my last breath, whether I'm in the service actively or not, whether I'm a law enforcement officer or not. I took that oath. I take it very seriously. I take it more seriously than some of these politicians do because they take just about the same oath. And for you sheeple out there that are concerned that one day Big Brother, not the 920,000 cops out there, okay, state, federal, local, that's how many there are, you think they can come and take all the guns? You really believe that's a possibility? If we let them have, yeah, sure. If they put out, well, listen, we're coming to take all the guns. Please be lined up with all of your guns. If everybody's lined up with all the guns, then yes, they're going to take them. They sure will. Seen it before, over and over again throughout history. It's happened. Except that's all. That's. That's all voluntary. They can get exactly what they can get exactly what we give to them. That's all they can get. Now, if something happens and the military decides to come after the United States, that's going to be bad because that means that people like me are going to have to engage people in the military, which is where I come from. I come from the military. I'll have to engage them. One of two things will happen. They will kill me or I will kill them. And that's going to be bad, one way or the other. If it's the cops, that's also going to be bad. If they decide to go with this unconstitutional order, at that point I go from wanting to be reasonable to wanting to be lethal. Same as I would with the military. Not all of them are going to do it, to be sure. That is a given. Don't think that, law enforcement is not a bunch of automatons walking around there going, yes, I have my orders, thank you. They're not RoboCop, thank you for your cooperation. They're not doing that. They're not that way. You have the good ones, you have the bad ones, and you have the ones that are somewhere in between. But we're free people. We have always been, we were born free people. We were born that way. My mindset is this way. And I know I'm not alone. I don't have a bunch of people communicate it. And I don't really want to communicate it or articulate it myself. But at the end of the day, it would be a slaughter. It would be a massacre if the American people decide to go against the government. It would make the French Revolution look like a bad day at Romper Room. It would be that bad. And there's going to be a lot of dead on our side. There's going to be a whole lot of dead on their side, though. And the bad part about that is then we all have to try to get together and agree on what form of government we're going to have, because we need to have some form of government. So, for the sheeple out there, the real truth of the matter is, if the government ever decides to go rogue, that's going to be the biggest mistake they ever made. That's going to be the biggest mistake they ever made. If the cops try to come and get your guns, if there's some sort of emergency declaration, if the government decides to take over everything, there's just not enough of them to make that happen. There's just not enough of them to make that happen. Cops, for the most part, are not interested in confiscating your guns. Police One proves that. Cops look at you, the ones that own guns, as an asset to the community. And if somebody starts, you know, just based upon that one survey that I, you know, that was out of a group of 450,000, which is nearly half of all cops in the United States, 450,000 out of 920, I would have to say the cops are on our side. So are the cops going to come get our guns? No, some will. But one thing, you know, if you look at things like Katrina and Hurricane Sandy and the L.A. riots and everything, the cops are overwhelmed really quickly. Ferguson, Missouri, the cops are overwhelmed really quickly, and they always pull back. And when you're facing a group, when you're facing a mass, you have to mass in retaliation to it. You can't get out there and have one in a car. You've got to get into a group. And that's what they've always done, and that's what they do, and that's what they would do in any event that they decide to come up against us, because once they did, they'll come up and hit us, and boom, we're going to be hit, and we're going to be stunned for a minute, but then we're going to recover, and then we're going to be coming after them, and then if they, for all of them that want to go against us, they're going to have to pull back and get ready, because for them, they're going to be the Alamo. That's where they will be. They will be at their own private Alamo. And, you know, it'll go the same way. It'll go the same way. So, sheeple. Those of you out there that are preparing for the end of days, for Armageddon, for the collapse of society, for the financial ruin, for everything, for any and all things, if you're a gun owner and you've trained and you have friends, you are prepared. Continue to prepare, but live your life by all means. Live your life. Enjoy your children and your family. If you like sports, go enjoy some sports. If you, no matter what it is, go out and do it and live your life. You just have a bigger edge over the sheeple. Okay? Coming up next from Vickers Tactical, we're going to be joined by Larry Vickers. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.